The rise of iPads and laptops in the classroom has people scrambling to figure out the best way to represent knowledge and teach students using this medium. There's an explosion of online materials geared for learning, but developing good ones is still something of an art and an experiment. Davidson College is undertaking such a project using CMS students as its guinea pigs. WFAE's Lisa Worf reports.
Audrey Kell High School senior Vishnu Menon is a diligent student. He's reviewed for his advanced placement final exam by going through his textbook, Krugman's Macroeconomics.
The Nobel Prize winning Krugman.
And you don't think it's written that well?
I mean, I'm sure he's a great economist. I just don't think he's a great textbook writer.
And so, for something of a break, he turns to an online video of a guy in a Hawaiian shirt.
I'd like you to think about the largest shopping mall in your area, or in Econoland.
That's Dick Rankin, an economics teacher of the year winner from Hawaii. Animated equations pop up as he speaks. You can speed him up.
All that businesses are trying to purchase in terms of plant, equipment, and capital goods to produce and provide.
Or slow him down.
Those goods and services.
While also reading the scrolling text of his five-minute talk.
It's a massive concept. Aggregate demand is the summation of consumer spending, which we represent with a C, plus business investment spending.
Rankin is one of more than 40 AP veterans and professors who came to Davidson this past year to record sessions on advanced placement physics, calculus, and macroeconomics. Davidson economics professor Clark Ross is one of the editors. He's helped write and grade AP exams for years.
What we've tried to do in each of these three subjects is to identify 14 concepts that are both critically important but frequently a little bit difficult to learn.
Take velocity and acceleration in physics.
This represents the change in velocity experienced by the car.
Cut. That was great.
Dolores Gandia, Florida, has taught physics for over 30 years, but never in front of a camera. A piece of paper hangs from it with a big, crooked smiley face.
How do you like doing the videos?
It's a little intimidating. Just talking to the camera. I want to think that I am presenting in front of my students, but they're too old to be my students, right?
The Davidson tools aren't just videos, but also include graphing exercises, multiple choice and essay questions, and discussion forums. It's not meant to be a whole course, says Ross. Teachers can have students tackle sections at home before they teach them, or use them as they introduce a concept in the classroom.
They also can sort of say, you know, to the class, today we're bringing in this virtual guest lecturer. So that the teacher doesn't really have to say, you know, this is an area I don't know very well.
Which happens with some AP topics, where teachers who mainly teach, say, civics or history may have to cover an economics class. Davidson College received a $1.8 million grant from the Laura and John Arnold Foundation to design the materials. They would be free, partly so that students at poorly funded schools have access to more support. Davidson is one of many higher education institutions trying to influence K-12 education this way. Here's Davidson College President Carol Quillen.
New technology gives us the opportunity to work with partners to create curricula that could reach hundreds of thousands, even millions of students, and enables us to extend our reach and to improve the quality of high school education in these really crucial subjects.
It's also not bad for a school's visibility. Teachers have long used online materials in the classroom to help tailor teaching to accommodate students' varying levels of knowledge and learning styles, as well as a way to simply bring in more resources like videos and articles. NYU professor Leslie Santee-Siskin studies this increasing reliance on digital tools in the classroom. She says in the beginning, developers had the technical knowledge but didn't tap the teaching experts. She sees that changing.
That's pretty exciting to see that happening, that the developers are finding ways of gathering more information back from educators about what did and didn't work, why did and didn't it work, how could it work better.
And that's where CMS students and teachers come in. Junior Juliana Guinness is also in Audrey Kell's AP Economics course.
Sometimes you feel like you're just beating a dead horse, but other times if you don't actually understand it, it's very helpful. The videos are really good.
Senior Vishnu Menon gives the Davidson tools his approval. He plans to study computer science in college, but still sees nothing wrong with staying offline.
My side class, we just have textbook readings at home. It's a great textbook.
you know, we read in the textbook at home, and I don't necessarily know if anybody's learning any less in that class than in this class.
However, teachers say for these AP courses, students are more likely to use the online tools than read the textbook. Anyone will be able to access the Davidson materials for no fee beginning this fall. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf in Charlotte.